Good afternoon. A weak upper-level shortwave is currently crossing Michigan and moving eastward. Ahead of this feature, we are seeing some high-level clouds increasing across our region. Clouds will continue to increase ahead of this, but will remain somewhat thin and high enough to see partial sunshine throughout the course of the day today. The shortwave will pass through in the later part of this afternoon, with a chance for some light flurries in some of the higher elevations. Quiet weather looks to continue through the short-term period as we remain in a split-flow pattern with disturbances passing by to our north and to our south. For the night tonight, temperatures will gradually warm as a warm front lifts eastward across our forecast area. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low over the southern plains will move southeastward to the eastern Gulf Coast by Monday while intensifying. Circulation around the upper low will aid in pulling moisture off the Gulf of Mexico northward into the Tennessee Valley on Saturday and off the Atlantic on Sunday. The storm will produce rain over parts of the central Gulf Coast, while upper-level energy will aid in producing rain over parts of the western Gulf Coast that will slowly recede into the Gulf of Mexico overnight on Saturday. Also overnight on Saturday, rain will develop over parts of the central and eastern Gulf Coast. On Sunday, that rain will move into the southeast and continue over the area through Monday morning. Temperatures will be 15 to 25 degrees above average over the northern high plains and Rockies eastward into the upper middle Mississippi Valley and central plains due to upper level ridging. The past 24-hour lower 48 temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Fullerton, California, at Naples, Florida, and at San Pasqual Valley in California. The low temperature was negative 20 at Waverly, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny skies with highs approaching the mid to upper 30s. In Boston, a steady increase in cloud cover as highs only remain in the low 30s. And in Buffalo, we'll see a decrease in cloud cover as our highs approach the mid to upper 30s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 34 degrees while the average low is 19. The record high was 62 degrees set back in 2018 while the record low was negative 18 degrees set back in 1942. Today's sunrise was at 7:21 this morning, while the sun is set to set at 4:24 p.m. Total amount of daylight for the day is 9 hours and 2 minutes, and that is a difference of 4 seconds less than what we had yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs approach the upper 20s. A few areas could hit into the low 30s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with temperatures dropping down into the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at a steady mix of sun and clouds as our highs do look to reach into the low 30s for the day today. For the night tonight, partly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down into the low 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at a steady mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 20s and low 30s. For the night tonight, we turn to mostly clear skies with temperatures dropping down into the mid to upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at partly sunny skies today as our highs stay in the upper 20s and low 30s. Mostly clear for the night tonight with overnight lows dropping down towards around the mid to low teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at that steady mix of sun and clouds as highs remain in the upper 20s and low 30s. For the night tonight, mostly clear skies with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid to low teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, warmer air works its way into the region as our highs do look to get into the low 40s for the day, and we also will be seeing plenty of sunshine. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.